Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, April 21st. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 8,038%. That's how much the cryptocurrency Dogecoin has increased in value so far this year. That's according to data from CoinDesk. Dogecoin was not originally intended to be a serious investment. The cryptocurrency is named after an internet meme that featured a Shiba Inu dog and was originally intended as a parody. But these days, the cryptocurrency has amassed a fervent fan base. Some of them have even become millionaires because of their investment. On Tuesday, Dogecoin supporters launched a social media campaign called Doge Day, seeking to push the Bitcoin rival's value to $1. So far, the effort does not appear to have been successful, with Dogecoin's value dropping more than 10%. But the cryptocurrency's return for the year is now double the return on the S&P 500 since 1988, including dividends. Dogecoin now has a market value greater than that of many major companies, including Marriott International and Ford Motor. The next number up is $370 million. That's how much Americans were expected to spend on legal cannabis purchases on Tuesday. That's according to a projection from cannabis software company Akerna Corp. Tuesday was 420, an unofficial holiday among people who enjoy marijuana products. Although the celebration is meant to be something of a joke, the sales it promotes are very real. Data suggests that last year's 420 sales more than doubled from the previous year. And that's despite the fact that the COVID-19 pandemic forced the cancellation of many cannabis-themed events on that day. With the economy opening up as more Americans get vaccinated, and with more states having legalized recreational marijuana, cannabis companies are even more optimistic about the sales bump the holiday will spark this year. The holiday didn't boost cannabis stocks, though. Shares of many cannabis companies fell as uncertainty grew around a cannabis banking bill's fate in the U.S. Senate after the legislation passed in the House of Representatives. Our last number is 13. That's how many trademark filings have been made by Kobe Bryant's estate since last May. That's according to an analysis from intellectual property attorney Josh Gerben. Just over a year after the basketball legend's death in a helicopter crash, the timing of the trademark application suggests that Bryant's estate may have big plans. It was recently confirmed that Bryant's contract with Nike expired this month. Bryant had partnered with Nike for over 18 years and produced 20 sneakers with the athletic apparel maker. Nike may still produce products tied to Bryant over the next couple months, but the trademark filings suggest his estate could be planning to launch its own product line. Bryant reportedly was exploring launching his own sneaker company before his death. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, April 21st. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at viking.com.